say that we're on page Ayin Dal, the Maimer, the Yeshet HaMelech LaEsther. In the Perish, in the commentary, at the beginning of the Leishayach L'Chanukas Baruch B'chinas Almin, we're talking about, we're learning the nature of the Aliyas and the Shema that takes place on the Yom Tovim, on Shabbos and Yontiv, the Gia that's called touching the edge or the end of the Sharvat HaMelech, of the King's Scepter, which is a way of describing that Hashem and Hashem's relationship with Nishmas Yisrael, that as a result of our understanding and realizing how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, life, chiyas to everything that exists, that as a result of that, that is able to awaken within Nishmas Yisrael, each and every one of us, and Nishmas Yisrael and Ahava Kirish Pe'esh, which is called Sharvit HaZahav, the golden scepter. And the Zahav, gold, is the mida of Ahava. And this is only from the end of the Sharvit, the tip of the Sharvit, which reaches the Nivroim, which reaches us as created beings. That is the nature of the Aliyas on the Shema that takes place on Yontiv. We're not talking about the part of the Sharvit, of the scepter that's in the hand of the king himself, which is Atzmusay Umahusay Yisbarach, which is the essence Kivyachal of Hashem himself, which is something which can't be defined or described in any terms of ilmus, of worlds. It's something that transcends all reality, and that's what's being explained here. V'leishayach l'fanei Yisbarach b'chinas almin. And from here, we're going to talk then about what happens Purim. When we speak about Atzmusay Umahusay, we speak about, I think it's proper to daven, maybe it's better to come here. Sorry. When we speak about Atzmusay Umahusay, about the Rebbeinu Shel Kivyochel, his essence, so that we can't even describe in the way of Mamalai and Saivev, of filling all worlds, of surrounding all worlds. So the commentary, the case that Nitan Laiman Shah Shabrok and Shabrok is Adamus and Shayach and Yuchat Kamai Kaidam Abriya. When we talk about Hashem, and we say that after He created all the worlds, He remains alone, Yachid Miyuchad, Kamei Kedem Habriya. How do we even talk about that? Lazola Fisha Kol Gather Habriya, and Elamitzad Ha'orishal Ein Saif Baruch Hu. All of creation as we know it, which means the highest and this possible understanding that we have of creation, is only a Ha'orishal Ein Saif Baruch Hu. It's only a flash, a glimpse of the infinite light of Hashem. Avol Hu Yisbarach Bechvayd Va'atzmai Ram V'Nisa. But Hashem Kivyachal himself, of course, is above all worlds. We can't speak about, when we talk of Hashem Yisbarach, we can't speak even about him being filling worlds or surrounding worlds. Filling worlds or surrounding worlds. Because when we speak about Atzmusa Mahus, when we speak Kivyochel about his essence, that's not something which is Bechlal in the gather of worlds. It's not part of our of that reality that we could describe or speak about or comprehend. V'meila kol inyan habriya in a pel shum shinui by Yisbarach. Maybe you understand that nothing in creation can in any way affect him in his essence. The same way that the sun itself is not affected by whether or not the sunlight reaches the earth. So today is a very sunny day, So the sunlight is reaching the earth. It's penetrating through all those levels that at different times might be blocking, obscuring the clouds and so on. And today it's coming through. But if tomorrow is going to, if later on today or tomorrow is going to be cloudy, that doesn't have it. That doesn't mean that the sun itself is in any way affected by that. It means the only thing that's different is whether or not the sunlight reaches the Nivroim, reaches those who exist in this world. Since the sun, of course, is billions and trillions of times above and beyond, exalted above that light that reaches us, what we get here in this world is only a tiny, tiny little trickle of light. If it would be more than that, it would burn up the entire world. Today it's pretty hot. If it'd be more of that, it would destroy the world. The world couldn't take it. So all we have of the sunlight, of the sun, is a ha'ara ba'alma. We have a flash, a little bit of light of the sun. Not the sun itself. Maybe the sun itself is not affected by whether or not somebody is tanning himself on his porch someplace, or a person sitting and it's a rainstorm and it's cloudy and you can't see, there's no sun at all. That doesn't change the sun, whether or not you or I feel the presence of the sun or experience the sunlight. It doesn't change the mitzvahs of the sun. Whether it's sunny here, it's not sunny today. That has no effect upon the actual sun itself. And of course, that's only a very, very far removed mashal. Of course, because we're talking about the sun, and the sun is finite. We're not talking about anything infinite. And even then, we understand the bechlal. You can't, from the sunlight itself, you can't speak about the sun. It's Irishkeit to talk about the sun. In other words, let's say it's a cloudy, cool day. So a person would say, what kind of a shaita would say? Oh, you think the sun is such a big deal? Look, it's not so warm. Right? It's not so. I don't even see the sunlight. So it's not so. What's so big about the sun? What's so gewaldig? It's not so hot on the sun. So you want to see? Right? And you take this guy and you plop him up on the sun itself. So he'd be butthole altogether. There's no mitzvahs. So that's. In the moshel of this sunlight being so far removed from the sun, chlal, it's not something which is, whether it's sunny, whether we experience sunlight or don't experience sunlight, has no hashpah at all, means nothing at all regarding the sun itself. Similarly, how we experience godliness in this world, you're happy with God, you're not happy with God. This you see Hashem's hand in, this you don't see Hashem's hand in. Whatever it is, there's no hashpah, and God forbid, on his atzmus and mahus, on his essence of who he is. It's bechlal not on his essence. Ukidechsiv, as it says in the pasuk in Tehillim, God l'Hashem u'ulam ha'oid, b'ir l'keinu har kodshai. Hashem is great and exalted in the city of God and His holy mountain. Ramu Chazal, emes anika God l'kshu b'ir l'keinu. So Chazal explained, what does it mean? God l'Hashem u'ulam ha'oid. Hashem is very great. When is he very great? Be'ir l'keinu, when he's in his city. Meaning in this world, or Yerushalayim, in this world. So Chazal tells us, what does that mean? It means, Amos ha'nikra gadol, when could we even speak about Hashem being great? Only k'shehu be'ir l'keinu. Only when he's here in this world. When he's revealed in this world. When there's godliness that's revealed, then in this world, to the Nevarim, to those who are created, then we could say, wow, God is great. Again, using the muscle, you could say it's a sunny day. When you experience the sun, you could say, so you could say, wow, the sun is really nice. So nice, it's beautiful. Then you could speak about the sun. But you or I can't say anything about the sun itself. It's ridiculous. We don't know anything about the sun. I mean, you read in the book, but we don't know what that means to be on the sun, to be in the sun, which is an adoyment to any light that comes from the sun. The sun is totally nivdal from the sunlight. So we understand that to be able to use words that describe Hashem and say God l'Hashem, even to say He's great, that's only our experience of His greatness. And where is that? That's in this world. That's Be'ir Lokeinu, in the city of God. But as far as God Himself is concerned, we can't even say He's great. That's ridiculous to say. It doesn't mean anything. In other words, the word greatness or any description, any adjective, it's a complete misuse of language to say that God is great in His essence. Because there's no word that doesn't mean anything. It's only when he's Be'ir Lekeinu. It's only when Hashem's light, when Hashem's light is revealed in his city, meaning in this world. He called Geder Hagdula Lo Yitachin Elik Fisha'aris Barach Nimshach Ba'ilamas. The entire term or concept of greatness is only meaningful from the perspective of the created world and how we experience God's light in Ir Lekeinu, in this created world. When Hashem himself is not Shayach Loshen of Gedul. Because all worlds above and below are as if they're non-existent in his presence. Elamidas gedulosai hu in visenusai. Shemislabish mebechinas gedula. Hashem's greatness is his humility. That kivyachol, he lowered himself infinite amounts of time and levels because of his love for us and his taiva kivyachol to have a world that could benefit from closeness to him. And because of that humility, he's mislabesh. He encloses himself in physical reality in this world. Ad kedekach, that miserable, pitiful creatures like us could speak about him and say, hey, he's gevaldik. God l'Hashem, that we could say such a thing, God l'Hashem umolam ha'id. There's no greater humility than Hashem Yisbarach lowered himself to enter into our frame of mind, to enter into our experiences, to enter into our reality, so we could say God l'Hashem umolam ha'id. And it's just the opposite of what children think, and they'll ask, and even adults who didn't, you know, learn to say what Hashem needs all this, like God Hashem Mulamad. What's Hashem? Hashem needs compliments, and Hashem when Hashem has some issue with his ego chalila that he likes to hear, that we should tell him a couple times a day, boy, are you gevaldik. God Hashem. When a person learns, one understands that other Rabbi. The davka, the anivus of Hashem Yisbarach, allows us to say God l'Hashem. That human beings should be able to even approach him and to say such words. It's such a chiddush that comes from the anivus, the humility of Hashem, who lowers himself infinite dargis in order to be mislabish, to enclose himself in a reality that you and I can experience as nivroim, as created beings. That's what it means. Elamidas gedulosa hu anvisanusai. Shemislabesh mebechinis gedula kedelias malchus malchus kaleilomen. That Hashem is mislabesh. He encloses himself in this reality so that we could speak about him and say God l'Hashem, and that we could be part of his malchus. Malchus, that we could be part of a malchus of Hashem. The Kamei Shikos of Yeshua Hashem Melech La'olam. Hashem's malchus is this world, is revealed in this world. We can't speak about Hashem's malchus when we talk about Atzmus Malchus, his essence. There's nothing to talk about. God forbid, malchus Hashem. We speak of his essence. It's only Melech La'olam. We could speak about Hashem being a king only when we have a world, and we can, from the perspective of the created world, we could say in this world we experience Hashem's presence as Malchus. But we're not talking about his etzem, his mahus, his being. Amru Chazal. B'makom gedulos yishlo kadosh baruch hu sham atamaitzin v'snusai. So Chazal say in a number of places, where we see God's greatness, there we see his humility. Now we have a new and deeper understanding of what the Chazal means. Where we see his greatness, when we could speak about him in such a way where we could even say he's great, we could be chalal, where a human being, where a nivra should be able to say that the Baruch Shalom is great, that's only because of his humility. That he lowered himself to be mislabish to our way of thinking and our way of talking, which otherwise it'd be zoyin to say that Hashem is great. This doesn't mean anything. What is it?
Does it make sense to say that we can't really speak about Hashem, but we can only speak about His work, what He's made?
Well, that's...
Is that the same thing? Is that different?
I don't know. When you say that, if you're saying what we're saying, what we're saying is we can't speak about His essence. If that's what you're saying, then it's correct. I don't know what you... When you say His work...
Okay, I'm saying we can only speak about what Hashem has created, what we can see. Work.
No, we could. There are other things about Hashem besides what we see that we could speak about. Like all of our avodas Hashem has to do with a lot with besides things that we could see. But on some level, so I'm just saying, as far as doesn't require necessarily seeing. Experiencing is not only seeing. You only experience things that you see. David, you only experience things that you see.
I have to think about it.
But if you answer me by saying you're thinking about it, it means you could experience things by thinking also, right? Okay, so that's the answer. The answer is we can think about God too. That's also part of our experiences. So I don't. I'm saying you're correct. I just don't want to make. I don't want there to be a mistake. Yeah, it's not just seeing. That's not just seeing. Most of our avodah has nothing to do with seeing, but thinking, right? Thinking and feeling about the many, many other levels, not just seeing. But it's all part of our human experiences. If you would say it that way, that's not Hashem's works that are necessarily visible, but human experiences, but on all levels, spiritual experience as well. We could experience Hashem spiritually without seeing or anything. So it's not just His works. It's on all levels of human experience. That's the chilek. So that's what he says. Perish etzem ha'inyin shekadosh baruch hu yikari gadol. The very fact that we could speak about Him as being great, who has shpolu from His baruch, Hashem is lowering. Hashem is baruch lowering Himself beyond anything we could possibly understand. Even with a marshal of a human king, if they would let you, we don't have. We don't know what the king's going to have. If they let you into the president, you know, they let you into the president, and you'd have, you know, 10 seconds with President Bush, and you would say to President Bush, you're a nice guy. So he'd appreciate it because he happens to be a very simple kind of fellow, so he'd probably say, yeah, you're a nice guy too, because he's like that, that's the way he is. So it's hard to use President Bush because he's a very simple guy like that. But if you would say that to a guy like Clinton, you're a nice guy, you know, he'd be a big Zionist. He'd feel like the big Zionist, and he would probably tell a couple of his thugs to make sure that you never get, you know, to Washington, D.C. the rest of your life. How dare you call President Clinton a nice guy? You should say that, you're Melech Malchem Melechem, and you saved the world, you know. Yeah. Yeah, either one. There's no nafkimin. No nafkimin. So that it's a bizoyin. In all the Mishalim of Malchus of a Melech, if you go over to the Melech, I remember when the Square Rebbe, Zal Gesundheit, was here, we had the schuss to have him in the shul a few years ago. So one of the guys that was here is a Baal Tshuva, and he went over to the Square Rebbe and he put his arm around the Rebbe's, he went like this, like, you know, how you doing, so nice you're here. So there were, you know, like 40 chassidim. That I was just grateful that they didn't kill this guy. The Rebbe was fine. The Rebbe was fine. Yeah, of course he was fine. But you understand, when a person recognizes Malchus, it's a bizarre thing to say. It's, you're a nice guy. It's good to have you. It's
just
right. It's not right. It's doesn't mean anything. It's not shaykh. Even by a human king, we understand that it's a hashpola. It's to say you're a nice guy to a king, it's a hashpola. To say to the king you're really great, it's also a hashpola. It's a lowering of the king. Kimitzad, of course, that's only a marshal. Kimitzad, that's musum husi's baruch l'shach loshen gedula. It's only a marshal because there is a loshen of gedula to say by a president you're great or you're a nice guy, but by Hashem to say that he's great and his essence can't be described as great. But since Hashem, and this is how Hashem's his humility is, that he lowered himself to give us an opportunity to experience his kingdom. Malchuscha malchus kol olamim. The malchus of Hashem is only in worlds, in created worlds that we could experience. Tzimtzum esayir hagod liyais begedah ha'ilamis. Hashem diminished and concealed his infinite light so that we could experience his malchus. What does it mean that Hashem dwells or sits as a king forever? Melech la'olam, that Hashem should be, that we could speak about Hashem's malchus in this world, it's only through yeshiva. Yeshiva means, Amar ha'shpolah, yeshiva means sitting down, means going down. Going down, down, down. Hashem had to go down many, many levels. The word many is silly. Infinite amount of levels that Hashem had to go down in order that we could experience Him and speak about Him as being a melech, as being a king. Because sitting down means when you lower yourself. And that's the meaning of the pasuk in Tehillim, "V'atakadosh Yoshev Tehillos Yisrael." Hashem, you are holy. Yoshev Tehillos Yisrael. You sit down with the praises of Israel. Perish Shliyos Chatilos Yisrael. So the Rebbe explains, Shliyos Chatilos Yisrael. The very fact that we can praise you, that we can speak about you, Zesh Bneisu Mahal Lemaischa, Hu Bchinas Yeshiva. It's because you're Yoshev. It's because you have descended into our reality. Va'at Hakadosh. So we could say that is because of Yoshev. You sit Tehillos Yisrael. We could praise you. Which is a lowering and a humility by you. The truth is, Atakadosh. We'll move them together. So the emes is Atakadosh. Atakadosh means you're just out of our league. You're totally out of our league. Vatakadosh. So how is it possible that there could be Tehillos Yisrael? How could Jews praise you if you're Kadosh? One second, if you're out of our league, the answer is Yoshev. Because you have lowered yourself. You have sat down and lowered yourself into our experiences so that we could praise you. But Behemoth, Atakadosh. Really? Even you can't even say Atakadosh. Really. But Atakadosh means you're separated and you're beyond anything. You're only because you're Yoshev can we praise you with Tehillos Yisrael. Let me just read the commentary, Blim, okay, one second. So he says, that's the upper part, the higher part of this, of the king's scepter. The king himself, his hand, the king himself. As he in his essence is totally separate and beyond any words that can describe anything, all worlds. Therefore, we can only touch the end of the scepter. That's oilmus. That's the world. We can't touch the part that's in the hands of the hand of the king. Not even touch. Only the end. The end. The end means all of the worlds. All oilmus.
The fact that they're connected.
Baruch Hashem. That means that every tiny little thing that we do and we experience.
That's part of the novel, that we are given something that in a way.
Kivyohol.
Hashem cannot do. Cannot.
Right. He made it in such a way. Hashem Yisbarach made the world in such a way that his melech also barahotim. He's made himself imprisoned, kivyachal, to our whims. He made it in such a way. But that's not, we're not saying about Atzmus Mizukin. No. But that's how he made it. That's why, if you look by Rabbi Yosef Be'er, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, that Rabbi Yosef Be'er writes about tefillah, about davening. So Rabbi Yosef Be'er says, a chiddush bechlal that we can daven. We need a matir to allow us to daven. He has an halacha, his beautiful, you know, out of the world binyanim to explain that. In other words, that we need to praise Hashem before we begin davening with praising Hashem. So Rabbi Yeshiva says that Batsam, we're not allowed to daven. The whole thing about davening is so ludicrous. The whole thing of davening is ludicrous. And it's funny because like we're all thinking, I can't believe I got daven again. It's so ludicrous that we should be allowed to daven. It's only because of his humility that he allows us to daven. And if we have halachas of how to stand and how to act and what to say, all of these are just to give you to press certain codes that allow us, a bus of Adam, a miserable piece of flesh, to be able to approach the King of all kings. After all of his yeridus and yeshivas down, 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 we're still so far from talking to him. that we need a matah to allow us to come into him. And he wants us to use that, of course. Ukshadim, so he says, but that's only the edge of the scepter. All of that. Ukshadim is binin bazah. When a person thinks deeply about this, when he contemplates this, it awakens within him a moedik ahava to think about. If to think about all this that he avisa tehila, like we say on Yom Kippur, you have expressed a desire for praise from who? That we should talk to you from who? From kutzei chaim, from piece of clay, from empty broken vessels, avisa tehila. And that Hashem is your greatness. V'hi gdulascha, v'hi sefartecha. That's your glory. That's your humility. That you have allowed us to touch the edge of the scepter, and to experience you. That itself, hi tilascha. That is the greatest praise of all. That's greater than all of the other things. And Kel God Giba Vanaira, the very fact that we're allowed to say those things to you and experience you and speak to you and about you in such a way, he's silos. That is your prayer. That's the greatest praise of all. That's what we say in Yom Kippur. This, if a person thinks about this deeply, it awakens within him an ahava azal. He called him a husavat smusis baruch mamish. You know, lahavdil ain seif havdalas. You know, remember I used to, when the kids used to watch like these shows, like these, like Johnny Carson, Merv Griffin, you know, these like they would interview stars. You know what I'm talking? They still have these other shows. They interview stars. And when they would have like some really chush of a star, they used to have like these regulars that would come on. But when they had like some veltz, you know, star, like a real, real chush of a celebrity would come on. Then you would see the host like talk like such, like he was so overwhelmed by the schus of being allowed to, by the Dalet Amos, to have an interview. Like when Barbara Walters, you know, would interview like Hillary Clinton. She's so dazzled by the schus to speak to her that they never ask the real kashas. Like, you know, you're such a manuvelis. How come you never divorced your husband after you was mazana? And isn't it true that you know about a million gnevus and gzeilus that took place while you were in the White House? They'll never ask her that, right? She'll always ask like questions like, oh, Hillary, you know, do you know that all American women around the world are in awe of you? Mm-hmm. Ask the real kashas, the ones that you're talking about the second you finish the interview. You know, no, because when you're in the presence, yeah. And then you see that these people, otherwise, if you would meet these interviewers, they wouldn't even give you the time of day because they hold themselves that they're very chashav and we're nothing. But then all of a sudden, when they have like a celebrity, and it could even be the biggest rasha when they were interviewing Saddam Hussein, or they're interviewing Rishon, they never ask the real questions. It's always because they're always bottled to the celebrity. Why? Because they're so enamored by the fact that you even gave me the schus to talk to you. I'm so honored that you allowed me to talk to you. So lahavdil elif elf alfei havdalos. You understand that kivyachol the barikol elam is that the Bein Shalom, because that's all from Alma the Shikra, the world of falsehood. That a human being is able, and a visa to the Bein Shalom, not just that he grants us an interview, but mamish, that's what he wants of us, that's what he asks of us. And a person thinks about how much of his service have, because why is it that they can't? Why is it that if Barbara Walters sits down with Hillary Clinton, she can't b'emes ask anything, because she has such an ahava, because she loves Hillary. Why does she love Hillary? She doesn't even know her. She loves Hillary because Hillary came to see her. Hillary granted her an audience. So she's already in love. When you're in love, you don't ask the right kashas. That's why people end up in bad marriages. You never ask the right kashas when you're in love, right? and after that wears off, not shavu brachas, then all of a sudden she asks him, by the way, why do you have such a horrible temper? She says, why don't you ask me before the chasna? No, I don't know. Because then she was enamored. Then she was in love. Right? So when you're in love, you don't ask the kashas. So that's in Tum I'm talking about, in Narishkeit. In Narishkeit. So, Chshodim is boinim b'zeh, when a person thinks deeply about this, that the Baruch Shalom b'chlal has a shaykhis, and that all he wants is to be swept up and to be part of that atzmus and the mahus of the infinite one himself. That's all he wants, the ahava that he feels as a result of that mitzias. Yeah, blima. The Shechina, we're talking about how we experience him, but that's not his essence, God forbid. I'm not allowed to speak about that. His essence, it's only how we experience the Shechina. The Shechina is the highest and greatest and most total experience of Hashem. Is the Shechina. There were tzaddikim that saw images of Shechina. I mean, whatever that means. But that's man's experience. That's man's experience. In your heart, in your mind, that's man's experience. But his essence is not something. That's not something we talk about. Yes, no.
What I don't understand is when you give the example of the Olam HaSheker, it doesn't make any sense. The part that makes the most sense, you know, to take a mashal off of people who are nothing, to take a mashal off of a Rabbi Feinstein or a Tzaddik who doesn't look at the levels of separation.
No, but you're missing my point. I wanted to show the whole point of using Davka from the Alma DeShikra is to point that by the contrast. By the contrast that you see, I was just trying to explain through that marshal that even for narishkeit, for sheker, but when a person feels gekoifed, when your heart is taken, that when there's that person, why is the heart taken? Because you say, even in the Alma DeShikra, that this person would have a shaykhis to somebody like me.
I can relate to Rabbi Feinstein not seeing any levels of differentiation between this one and that one. And when I think of Hashem, I would think of Hashem the same way, that I'm a part of Him, everything God created is really Him. So levels of separation to Him, I have more of a difficulty understanding, because to Him it's all a level playing field, like it is to a tzaddik. So I don't understand why He would even make a separation. A tzaddik in this world doesn't draw a separation. So that's the separation that I'm trying to figure out the level of. Because in the Olam HaSheker, the separation is based on gaiva, it's based on...
Of course.
It's based on human weakness. But when you see a strong human being, a Moshe Feinstein, he sees everybody on a level playing field. So I see Hashem seeing everything more of a level playing field.
You're right, that's beautiful. You're 100% right, that's beautiful. You're 100% right. That experience that a person has being in the presence of a tzaddik is... the closest we can get to that. But I just wanted to point out, it's such a this way of thinking. I wasn't talking about the nimshel. I was talking about the way of thinking. That when somebody you think is greater than you shows you, gives you attention, that has such a powerful impact upon the person that he becomes lost in a feeling of ahava. That's even with Sheik, of course, with a tzaddik. That's the next level that we can get to. But even in Sheik, it works like that. That if some ball player stops on his way out from the clubhouse and says, "Hey kid, how you doing?" Then for the rest of your life, you bring sacrifices to his pictures, and you know, and that's something which brings out the point. But there's no question that we feel that and we experience that in a beautiful way when we're in the presence of a tzaddik. That's right. Okay. The fourth chelik of the maimer. It's time to come in for landing. Yeah. Let's Hashem, we'll finish the maimer.
Maybe we approach in Shemun Esra, we approach this whole logical process of thinking every day in the beginning of Shemun Esra when we talk about Hashem. In the beginning of Shemun Esra, where we say that He's great and exalted, and and does all these things, and then how do we finish up? Atta Kadosh Hashem Kadosh.
Right.
So this whole.
You're right.
Of tefillos are,
That's right. We say kedusha. Ayin mekam kevaydai. Kadosh.
But we first start with that. That's right.
That's our ticket in. That's our entrance into it, into that
we
world.
Have to start someplace.
Right. Avalosid. No. Page Ayin Vav. Avalosid. In the future. Now we're going to see. Purim is Godol Umhula Ma'oid. Avalos Yizgala Oyer Hashem. In the future, Hashem's light will be revealed. Begilui Rav Va'otsam. We don't know what it is, but we don't know what it means. But in the future, Hashem's light will be revealed in the great and awesome way. Tahainu Amshachas Lakusis Baruch Vatsmusum Mahusum Ibchinas Ani Hashem Lai Shinisi. Haya Haiviviya Berega Echad. We're all called Bosa Beni Asechel Gashmi Ki Elokeinu Yia Ibchinas Zeh Kanal. In the future, there'll be such a revelation of Hashem's light and a drawing down into this world of godliness. There'll be such a revelation of Elokus, where in this physical world we will be able to experience that bechina, that aspect of Ani Hashem Leishenisi. I am Hashem, I haven't changed. Everything was, is, and will be. It's all one. It's all one moment. And with our physical eyes, in this physical world, we'll be able to experience. Hine Elokeinu Zeh. Elokeinu, which was beyond us, Hine Elokeinu Zeh. To be able to have an experience of Elokus. You know what, let's read a little bit the introduction, and because this is of such a serious, not that the rest of it isn't, but this is like the highest possible madrega. We have to be careful to proceed with caution. So let's read that little introduction in the italics down below. Al pi ha-mavur v'perek ha-kaidim, based upon what we learned in the last chelik of the Maimer, Binyan HaKetzei Ha'Elyon, Shel Shavat HaZohar, regarding the higher part of the scepter, of the golden scepter. Dikoy al-Mahusa v'atzmus yizboruch shalamala miged ha-ilamis, that is referring to the essence of God that is above all worlds. Yivoya Ata, now the Rebbe is going to explain v'oimik yoyser, on a deeper level, Mashahischel of Or La'el, what he began to talk about at the beginning of the Maimer. Shla Asad Lavo, that in the future, Yoyer Or Hashem Bezgalus, that Hashem's light will be shining in such a way, it will be so revealed, Ache Nipas Venikba, that will be comprehended and fixed, Afil B'moyach V'Seichel Aneshi, even in the human mind. As it says, Ro Kol Basa, all flesh will be able to see. Kelekenu B'chinezeh. That Elokeinu is Sheina Perish Raksha Or Hashem Stam Yebegili. It doesn't mean that when Mashiach comes that Hashem Stam, the light of Hashem, will be experienced like it is now, just in a better way. Elakavan Lomuhusavat Smusis Baruch Mamish. It means that we will, that finite human beings will be able to somehow experience the infinite Mamish. Shubabchina stima the kol stima, that which is hidden beyond all that's hidden. Liyasa meruma misnasim kol gedo ilmas, that which was always above all worlds. Hinulasalovi is galila ein kol ad shavarov kol basa yachta. So let's read the commentary, just the beginning. Laosid yizgalila ein basa, the bottom of the right hand column. La'asid yizgala la'enei basar, in the future will be revealed to all flesh. Hainu la'enei seichel gashmi, means to our minds, now our way of thinking, doesn't mean chasom, there's nothing to see with God. We're not going to see anything physical, but it means we'll be able to, with our human physical minds, we'll be able to experience atzmusom husi yisbar, his essence mamish. Sha'olav Nemar, regarding which it says, Ani Hashem lo shinisi, I am Hashem, I haven't changed. There's been no changes. The world didn't change me. History didn't change me. Creation didn't change me. Nothing is different. The name Yudke Vovke, which is above all worlds, that nothing has changed in his. All of reality, all of creation has not changed or affected his oneness at all. And we will be able, when Mashiach comes, to see that. We will see that clearly. As the Zohar says, was, is, and will be at the same time, simultaneously. Which we can't comprehend that now. We can't understand that now. Hainu Avar Hoyve Va'asid, past, present, and future, Ke'echad, as one. The Vishu Yisbarach L'malim Megedah Shini Azman, that in his essence, of course, Hashem transcends all changes that take place within time.
What is that? I mean, we just said it's L'malim Megedah Olamos, and yet we said that you can understand Muso as Muso. It seems to contradict. I don't know how.
Right, means you understand. You understand.
Any finite being can understand. He's saying we will, so I don't understand how we could, how can that be said.
Right, we can't understand it, you're right. We can. That's a Shem promise.
I can't even understand how we would ever understand even in the future.
You didn't make it a better kasha. So you said, I can't understand how we can understand. I can't understand how we could ever understand it. That's because we don't understand.
They understand.
So we don't understand. So listen. If right, do you understand physics? Are you a science person now? Okay, good. Me neither. So
I've read a ridicule of books.
I also did. I never got past basics and that stuff. So if anybody would show me or you like advanced physics, so you know what we'd say? Not just I don't understand. I'll never be able to understand this. But that's narishkei.
Because that's finite, it's not finite. Shame. But this is.
But I'm showing you.
Infinite, and therefore it is impossible.
Right. So, what I'm saying is, from the perspective of the child, or you and I, when it comes to advanced physics, we can't even. I'm saying, even that we can't be massive. They will ever understand that.
Right.
So you're right. So when it comes to something, that's all finite. So the answer is, it's not. Kind of, if you study hard and you sit down, you can understand it. Someone will explain to you, you'll understand. So. Kivyachal, we don't know what that means, but Hashem's Baruch is telling us that it's Narishkeit, we will understand. Nope. It's like if you sit down with a world famous tutor and you're preparing for Regents. Oh, you didn't do that, you're not from New York.
Yeah.
So us in New York. Okay, so you're sitting down with the biggest, most choshev tutor, and the tutor says to you that don't worry about algebra. I don't know if they still study that, but don't worry about algebra because by the time I'm finished with you, it's going to be a breeze. You're looking at this thing, and you know what happened? They took away numbers and they started putting letters here. And you said, what is this about? A and B and C. What happened to 1 plus 1? Right? And you say, it's not Shaykh. But you have the confidence in that tutor has a reputation. He could take bigger dummies than me and you. And he can get them to understand what it means, the A and the B. So when the Baruch Shem Kivyachal himself says that he revealed, Bayomahu Yahavaya Echad, Lushmai Echad. And he said such a thing. He said to us such a thing. It's 100%. Just like when the tutor says that to you, you're saying it's not Shaykh. I'm for 30 years. I'm trying to understand algebra. I don't understand anything. And this guy says that I've never had a client that I can't teach algebra to, unless I'm not somebody that's mentally handicapped, but a regular guy that just has a block with math. I'll teach it to you. Right? Can be. But you're not masik that it's possible. So I'm just saying that's only a mushal. Of course you're right. We're talking about finite, we're talking about infinite. And but I want you to remember, Binyamin, the same God who created, the same infinite God who created the finite world, also also defines when the time is up for there to be a change in reality, which we're not masking that. You're right, because in this state, in this present state, it's not possible. So not us, not the Vilna Gaon can't.
We're going to become infinite also? I mean, how can...
No, that's what we don't understand. You don't have that... Well, I shouldn't say... Not infinite, but the neshama is nitzchi. Of course, the neshama is something which is infinite, because it's a chelek of kamimal. So you and I do contain within us a piece of the infinite. And if not for that, that's why Goy has no shaykhs to this. But you and I contain within us a piece of the infinite. And because of that, there is something, you're right, there is something infinite about the essence of the soul of the Jew, because it's mole lokus. So when everything comes back to what it is, it will be God recognizing himself, kivyachal. That's within us, our recognition of that within ourselves, which we can't be masik. But the same one who created the finite world, when it will come to that day, he will remove the concealment. And Yah Hashem Echad Shema Echad, Ro Kol Bosa Yachtav, Ki Pi Hashem Dibeh. Right. The most we could think about when Mashiach comes, that there'll be peace, and it'll be nice, and you know, and my credit card will never expire, or it will never lose its kaiches. No matter what I get, my credit card, that's like Mashiach, you know. My credit card is Ein Seif. That's the best we could think of. This is beyond that. That's why I said you have to be very careful with these things. Very, very careful.
Yeah. See, when he hands over the whole scepter.
Yeah, then it's handed. Well, we hold it together with him, but we're able to go all the way and put our hand on his hand, kivyachal, not at the edge of the scepter. And Purim is a taste of that in this world.
Right. There's no longer a scepter. Is that the idea? There's no longer a scepter in between?
Okay, that's good. There's still a nivra, there's still a boire, and there's still a nivra. As long as there's a boire and a nivra, there has to be a scepter. We don't become God, right. Chas v'shalom. There's still a boire and a nivra. Let's learn more. Let's learn more on top. The end of the third line on top in the text. Vizgalus ze yeh besachtainim davke lamata. This revelation will be davke here in this world. K'may shomer Chazal al pasuk, as Chazal taught on the pasuk in Parshas Balak. It's coming up in a few weeks. Al pasuk ke'es yom eliyakov liyisrael ma po'al kel. The Bilam said in his Nevuah, "Case Yom LeYaakov will be said to now will be to, it will be said to Yaakov. The time will be said to Yaakov, Yisrael. What did God do?" So Chazal say, "Shemalachi Hashoyes Yishalu Zayis the Tzadikim." Chazal say that the angels are going to ask the Tzadikim, "Ma Poel Kel." Ubamokim Shahayim Malachi Hashoyes Ayim Ayim Mekam Kivaydai. Right now the angels are asking, where is the place of Hashem's glory? In the future, they're going to say, they're going to have an answer. They're going to say, Yaimu Malay Chal Haaretz Kevaydai. But this answer is they're going to get from the Tzaddikim. From Yisrael, we are going to be the ones in this physical world, Davka, who are going to tell the Malachim about God. That's the most amazing thing. Right? That's the most amazing thing. Right, we're gonna stop here because not shaykh to really 5 minutes. It's just not. We're gonna have to spend some time on this, and we'll go into this. We'll start again on that place next thing.